Hello and welcome. True Detective was a TV series set in Louisiana over a 17-year period, where two police detectives, Russ Cole, played by Matthew McConaughey, and Martin Hart, played by Woody Harrelson, investigate what appears to be a ritualistic murder of a young woman. And it focuses on their personal journey and on the police procedural process, the story being told partly in flashbacks. The writer and creator of the series, Nick Pizzolatto, is obviously heavily influenced by a number of philosophers in the creation of the character of Russ Cole, and primarily Schopenhauer, Nietzsche, Emile Cioran, Thomas Ligotti, and Jean-Paul Sartre. In the character of Russ Cole, he literally embodies their philosophy and evokes a dark narrative of brutal self-reflection. Now, he's a man standing at the precipice, haunted by the death of his daughter years before, and from his work as an undercover narcotics officer. It's the most fascinating characterization I've ever seen. He's a man in the throes of an existential crisis, not striving for meaning, but authenticity. He's fully aware, or as Russ Cole states when referring to human beings, we became too self-aware. Nature created an aspect of nature separate from itself. We are creatures that should not exist by natural law. And Cole, he sees the human species as laboring under the illusion of having a self. Each of us programmed with total assurance that we're each somebody, when in fact, everybody is nobody. And that human consciousness is a tragic misstep in evolution. And that this evolution of conscious thought, this evolutionary mutation, as Ligotti sees it, it's the parent of all horrors. Cole, he sees humans as being trapped in a false reality. All of us so self-assured that we're all individuals who live our lives with purpose and meaning. And eventually, when we're forced to face the truth of our own reality, the strings, they get cut and we fall like puppets on a string. And Ligotti, he spoke of the horror and nothingness behind human existence, where there is nothing behind the facade other than a dark abyss. And this burden of consciousness, as Emile Cioran suggests, it would seem is much more than the thorn. It's the dagger in the flesh. And Cole, he's the definition of that existentialist dread. And he talks of the horror he's paid witness to while deep undercover, and it reads in his eyes. As one character states to Cole, I can see your soul at the edges of your eyes. It's corrosive, like acid. You got a demon in you. And Cole, he relays a story of a man having his face cut off with a scalpel on the Mexican border, who's then forced to watch his own mutilation and castration in front of a mirror while he bleeds out. But after all Cole has seen, it seems the greatest horror is the illusion itself. And he speaks of letting go in your final moments, how we've seen that peace in the eyes of those who died, and acceptance. And the memory of his daughter, it haunts him. And he justifies her death by viewing it as a painless deliverance, how it saved her from pain later in life, and from the damage and suffering we inflict on one another, especially from parent to child. Cole, he seems caught in a paradox. Yeah. Does he seek deliverance from the illusion? From this mortal coil? Or is he ambivalent about his own mortality? Do we all exist and suffer in a dream? And death is the escape latch? For Cole, is it the question, does life have meaning? Or is he holding on to hope of deliverance? He's caught in a web, wrestling with his own mortality, and he's burnt out to the core. Aware that consciousness is a cross too heavy to bear, and that life has no meaning. And Cole, he talks of the hubris we all carry with us, that fragile, insatiable ego that has the audacity to yank a soul from non-existence into this meat thresher of a world. When that soul first opens its eyes and looks down the road of life, what does it see? A few meaningless convulsions and a final obliteration. And Cole, he sees this as a suffering of human existence. Knowing in our core that life is an illusion, yet we're still forced to endure in the face of this hypocrisy with forced smiles and thinly veiled dread. As Emile Charan stated, for the self-aware man, he starts over again every day, in spite of all he knows, against all he knows. And this is Cole's curse. Yet when he peered into the eyes of the dead, he saw relief. A realization, as he puts it, that all you know, all your love, all your hate, your memories, your pain, it was all the same thing. It was all the same dream. A dream that you had inside a locked room. A dream about being a person. And like a lot of dreams, there's a monster at the end of it. And for Cole, he's on a path to meet that monster. In the police procedural aspect of the series, it's reflected on by both Cole and his partner Marty. Cole viewing it through the eyes of the pessimist, that the days on an investigation are like lost dogs, wasted moments, repeated over and over, and that time is a flat circle. While Marty, he compares it to building a narrative, making the pieces fit, and finding pockets of hope. The suggestion of time being a flat circle, it refers to Nietzsche's theory of eternal recurrence. And this is a visual theme that's repeated throughout the series to great effect. And visually, the imagery in the show, it's arresting. The horror, it's slowly constructed by the viewer's own imagination. Now, Cole, he states early on, in a car ride with Marty, that he's often construed as a pessimist, when he'd consider himself more of a realist. But what he becomes for the viewer is a guide, leading the viewer into an abyss of human savagery. And we can't look away. Nietzsche's Thus Spake Zarathustra, Nietzsche writes of the cruelty inherent in all of us, how we revel in others' suffering and anguish, and how we mask this under a guise of empathy and compassion, the artifice of humanity. And we're all fascinated by the reflection. The interplay between both leads is perfectly pitched, most notably in reference to religion. Cole, at a religious sermon, he views a local preacher in the same vein as one would a used car salesman, selling snake oil to the desperate and dull minds of his flock. The pipe dream of light at the end of the tunnel. As Cole states, the preacher, like a shrink, encourages our capacity for illusion. Then he tells you it's a virtue. That this desperate sense of entitlement, telling yourself stories that violate every law of the universe just so you can get through the day, it's anesthetizing. It's a process of transference of fear and self-loathing onto a higher power. It's a means of avoidance of personal responsibility and from facing the horror of our own mortality. And Cole, he doesn't believe in fairy tales. He rallies against the gene-deep certainty that people have of finding fulfillment and closure in this life. And for Cole, there is no fulfillment except in death. And for him, nothing is ever over. And Cole, he's an extremely effective interrogator. He doesn't just elicit confessions. He dredges up all the guilt, all the pain festering a suspect, but he provides no absolution for their sins, only the empty hope of redemption, the illusion of light at the end of the tunnel. And for him, everyone is broken, everyone is unknowing, led only by selfish genetic interests at a subconscious level, all seeking to alleviate our guilt in a desperate fumble for meaning and redemption. All of us crushed under the spectre of an omnipotent, illusory God. And for Cole, Compassion is removal of the illusion. It's casting these lost souls into the abyss. It's the death of hope and salvation. He knows all too well that there's no quick fix or salvation from the torment, no escape from the pain and suffering we inflict on others and on ourselves. Hence why he feels his daughter was spared of that pain. As Emile Churin states, it's not worth the bother of killing yourself, since one always kills themselves too late. The damage, it's already done. Sartre wrote that as human beings, we live in a permanent state of bad faith, all of us perpetuating a mutual lie, where we move further and further away from our own values by donning a mask of conformity. All of us driven by a subconscious need to further our genetic legacy. That lie that we repeat to ourselves over and over, it then becomes the truth, regardless of the facts. Our true identity is then lost to bad faith. We become so far removed from our own values, living a life so at odds with who we truly are, that it destroys us, leading us into destructive behaviors, into apathy, resentment, entitlement, narcissism, needless guilt, and escapism. We become prisoners of our own self-imposed reality, rather than embracing our truth. As Churin alluded to, it's only because we're all imposters that we can endure each other. Or as Sartre put it, the worst part about being lied to is knowing you weren't worth the truth. And that bad faith, it seems to be our default state. And that to live signifies to believe and to have hope. In other words, to lie to oneself. Because that truth is too much for most to bear, too horrifying to comprehend. Sartre stated that man is condemned to be free, because once thrown into the world, he's responsible for everything he does, his illusion and his truth. Joseph Conrad, he suggested that perhaps life is just that, a dream and a fear, a journey down the river into the heart of darkness, each man loyal to the nightmare of his own choosing, life with no purpose other than what we make for ourselves, and no hope other than illusion or torment. Cole, he's transfixed on the precipice, and he's lost in the abyss, in a constant state of self-reflection to force himself to remain authentic. Is this his punishment? Is this a form of flagellation for the loss of his daughter? As Churin wrote, a torment for some men, it's a need, it's an appetite, and an accomplishment. So, what drives Cole? His dedication to the case is obsessive, to the point of excluding everything else from his life. His sparse living space is furnished mostly only with crime photos and files. The times that Cole reaches out to others, he finds himself so at odds with that way of living or being that he sharply withdraws, because he can't relate. He's gone too far down into the abyss, and he's seen too much, so there can be no common ground. Now, Nietzsche, in Thus Spake Zarathustra, he talks of the spirit of gravity as being a paralyzing force, that burden that we shoulder under the realization that we're all alone, abandoned. And the spirit of gravity, that evil spirit that drips hot lead in my ear and thoughts like drops of lead into my brain. Zarathustra, he prescribes the antidote for this as being the courage that attacketh. So, is Cole's obsession with the case a manifestation of that courage redirected, projected onto an evil he understands all too well, but knows he will never defeat or never find closure with? His prison within a prison. The existentialist, he says that man is anguish. And Cole, he refers to human beings as little more than sentient meat, and that the self is not a thing, but a process. As Thomas Metzinger wrote, The ego is simply the content of your bodily sensations, your emotional state, your perceptions, your memories, your acts of will and thoughts. All of us unable to realize that all this is just the content of a simulation in your brain. It's not reality itself, but an image of reality. But if a man can come to this point, if he can accept this truth, there is freedom to be had. Yet Cole, he rejects any opportunity to alleviate the burden. Because for him, there is no repentance. There is no reprieve. Just the horrible truth that all of us are nothing more than spoiling flesh on disintegrating bones, living without reason or purpose. And Cole, just as Joseph Conrad wrote, struggles with himself. Because in him, we see a soul that knows no restraint, has no faith, and has no fear, yet struggles blindly with itself. A walking contradiction. The pessimist who seeks deliverance and meaning, seeking by the same token to end the suffering of those affected by this case. And yet Cole, just like us, he's a slave to that irresistible illusion. As Zarathustra spake, man is difficult to discover, and unto himself most difficult of all. There often lieth the spirit concerning the soul, so causes the spirit of gravity. Now Sartre wrote, God is absence. God is a solitude of man. Cole, he's trapped. He's a prisoner of his reality tunnel. Now Metzinger refers to this reality tunnel as an unconscious process where we apply filters to our environment, in turn formulating our view of the world. Cole and Marty, they're at constant odds with their worldviews. Marty wanting to believe in a higher power, a greater purpose. He wants to do good in this world, but his decisions, they constantly sabotage and simultaneously trap him into a reality of his own making. He finds himself lost in alcohol, in casual infidelity, and a loveless marriage. He only has himself to blame. He's as much a prisoner to his choices as Cole is. But for Marty, like most of us, the truth is too painful a thing to accept. So he's a stranger to his own values and his own truth. He's an empty reflection. As Metzinger wrote, behind every face there is a self. And we see the signal of consciousness in a gleaming eye. And we imagine some ethereal space beneath the vault of the skull, lit by shifting patterns of feeling and thought, charged with intention, an essence. But what do we find in that space behind the face? Because when we look, there's no one there. Burdened by the spirit of gravity, we hold ourselves accountable to a subjective morality of our own making. Now, all of us are affected at times by fear, by anxiety, depression, if we don't live up to expectations we enforce on ourselves to give our lives meaning. So we can achieve parity with or exceed the accomplishments of those around us. Living our lives as if continually apologizing for our own existence. Now, all of us seeking affirmation and forgiveness. So our existence is as if it's some burden to be borne. This is what we live with. When Zarathustra, when he woke from his slumber, he addressed the people, asking they view their lives through a different filter, as a self-directed journey of their own making, as a rewarding and enriching experience, not as a fearful apology. Each journey, individual to that person, dependent on their choices and their level of acceptance. And during the series, Cole finds himself so at odds with his reality and with the futility of the case, he sabotages himself and his friendship with Marty. then resigning himself for a period of time to quiet contemplation and numbing his anguish with alcohol, lost to the world. Only then to later find himself drawn back into the case, and some of his best scenes take place in a police interrogation room, shown to us intercut with flashbacks. Coley, he now finds himself back on the trail, leading to the abyss, where he meets the monster at the end of the dream. His penance, his forgiveness, and his rebirth all at once. And it's here, in this moment, that Cole discovers, as Sartre wrote, that life begins on the other side of despair. And Cole, he confronts evil in the abyss, and he finds affirmation in his existence. And he experiences a will to live authentically, with purpose and conviction. And in that moment, he finds peace and compassion for life. The illusion dissipates. The dream becomes reality. He lets go. He embraces his truth.